HOA Spotlight. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
Life looked pretty traditional.
That's Charlotte Maya describing her life in the early fall of 2007.
Sam and I had been married for 15 years. We had two little boys.
But then one day, Maya got the news that Sam, her husband, had died by suicide.
It was definitely shocking.
And yet, says Maya,
in retrospect, I can see flags that I didn't understand at the time were flags.
And all too familiar stories, says Maya, because
often, people who are struggling with depression hide that even from their closest family members.
Maya learned a lot about such realities in the wake of her husband's death, and she's come to appreciate the importance of educating others about potential flags.
If we are educated in what some of those flags might be, we might pay closer attention to them.
Sharing that message has become a passion for Maya, and so too is conveying to those who have lost a loved one to suicide the importance of self-care and healing.
We can continue to move forward and live a life with joy, and that doesn't take anything away from the life that was lost.
Maya is pursuing her advocacy by blogging, both for the mighty and through her own blog, which she calls Sushi Tuesdays, a nod to the special days that she gave herself when she first became a single mother.
No one else in my family at the time liked sushi, so sometimes what I would do is I would take myself out to lunch to sushi on Tuesdays.
To learn more about how Charlotte Maya is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.